Shin Tazayin. We did Sif Gimel. We did the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Gimel. So what I see over here is the Bir Halacha B'lachein Yeshe Zoyer. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Let me guess, you have it on your phone.
The Taz introduces this idea which we mentioned, but he calls Sofik Psikresha. Now the way he calls it is Psikresha to the Shalah Avar, as opposed to Psikresha to the Lahavo. What might happen in the future, what will happen in the future, or what already is in place, which exists right now. That's how he differentiates it. Okay. The case we have a suffix, what will take place? So Rishim holds that's called the Rishim Miskaban, and that's Mutter. Gemri Greer is Mita Kisa Vesav, so the suffix, we don't know if this action that I'm doing will morph into an action of making a Charitz. So same way we're not worried about what will take place. We're wondering what is taking place, because if the facts are true, one way A is taking place. If the facts are true, the other way B is taking place. We don't know what the facts are. He has no intent to do that. So Rav Shimon says that's mutter. Therefore, I want to shut the box. So maybe there are these insects inside the box, and I'm thereby trapping the insects. Well, I don't know if there's about any insects. The Shema Ein Bo Atos Muvim. Okay, Lulei Devarav Hasorah B'Hipuch. So the Bir Halacha comes along and says, if anything, the logic should be the opposite. Why? In a case where it's vaday there, it's called doing an iser. Hano in the ilo. Achsavaku im yesh kan iser. Hano there in it. I don't know if there's something there to capture. Havli sveik of the raisa. That's the regular rule of suffer the raisa l'chumra. Now, mishomri greira shiny. The case of greira, why is that mutter? The question is, will Pula X cause action Y? I don't know, he's putting the cover on this box, Seder. If there are insects there, the answer is yes. If there's not, no. I don't know which one it is. So it's a suffix. That's like any suffix. So it's a suffix to rice, the chumra. How much is up with the second rice? It's also a kedusha with kibeger and yoredeya. We talk about that. She said a gamke and the kila kasora same.
But it's a vuv is only darabon,
right? Okay.
So should we suffer darabon or kula?
Right. Which is why, at the end, he's comfortable relying on the taz. Now, so that's his question. Then he says, skip down to Abu Binyaninu. So that's, I'm skipping about 10 lines. It's about halfway, a little bit more than halfway down the page. We're doing an action. But that was totally besuffic to the Sha'avra. The question is, what was? But over here, really, the truth is, it's not such a problem. So over here, you're dealing with Safed Rabbanan. But the case of Safed Raisa, if the Taz is correct, this is also called Davar Sheni Miskaven, and it's Mutter. And if the Taz is wrong, it goes into the regular rule of a case of a Safed Sekhid Raisa Lachumra. For example, Kurt Jerotz Alinol Hadelis, I want to close the door. Masafkila Im Yesham Tzvi, we could die Mishnechas Mitkil in the Sekhid. We're having major deer problems. Not only are they coming in on our front lawns, they're going into our houses, right? So I walk by, I see my door is open, I want to shut the door. Maybe there's an animal inside. An animal which you could benefit from capturing. So that's a minunitsu. It's not to solve the raisa. Right? But my goal is, my intent is not to capture the deer. My intent is to shut my door. Right? So, and I don't know whether there's anything inside right now.
Oh dear!
Right. After the Huba Klaus Tzvei the Raisa, Avshe Eino Michkaven Latzeda. Fine. Then he wants to bring a raya. So he wants to prove that the Taz is right. Okay. So what's his raya? His raya is like this. Okay. So we have this major argument over here that according to the Taz. The Kiddush of Davar Sheni Miskaven means if I'm doing an action, which it's possible this action could be defined as an aveira, because if there's an animal inside the house, shutting the door is seder, but I have no intent to do seder, and I don't know for sure that I'm doing seder. That's not a segregation. It's Davar Sheni Miskaven. It's mutter. And Mishabur is saying Davar Sheni Miskaven is only when you're doing action X, and potentially X might cause Y. But over here, there's only one action over here. There's the action of X, which we're not sure how to interpret the action of X. Is it an act of Seder or not? There's no second action taking place. So that's the argument. So he brings the following right. We're going to have a case where there's only one action, and there's no second step. And still, it's going to go into the rules of Darshan Miskav. So where do you see that? So we're dealing with this case over here. The person has this pot which was used for heating water. It's a mecham. It was made to make cham and make hot water. And while it was still heated, they took out all of the water was poured out. So you have this hot metal. And the more it discusses putting cold water in there, so the more it's discussing the issue of putting the cold water in. If you put a large amount in, it's not for sure going to cook the water, because the water cold water will cool the metal before the metal cooks the water. Okay, so you want to have a bishul problem for the more kasha. It says yeah, but meanwhile, what's going to happen is the more kasha. When you take very hot metal and you put cold water on it, so that increases its tensile strength. That's called siruf. You strengthen the metal by doing that, which is part of the malacha makapatish or boina makapatish. Let's assume it's makapatish. Okay. But kumar the verse is shimini davar sheni miskaven mutter. Okay. So the more answers, we're going like Rav Shimon, and it's Davar Sheni Miskaven. Hikshav Rishonim, Homboid Rav Shimon, but Segration. The Rishonim said that's very nice, but this is a case of Segration. Tishaman, Lahoch, Yen, Osir, Lishberg, Mayim, Lamechem, Lachashinan, Lamitzar, Lashem, Lahigia, Litziruf, Alvishin, Iskamim, Harbe, Shemayim, Monovoisoi. So when do you have Vadai Tziruf? When the metal is being heated without water inside of it, so it heats up very high, and then you pour the water on it, it's mitzarif. But over here, since there was water inside, we don't know if the metal heated to the temperature, which when you cool it, it'll become siruf. We don't know. Either it did or it didn't. So it's mamash our case. And Hashem and Karni needs starfa, or maybe you already went through siruf. So those are both sveikas in the past. Either it already had siruf, therefore this active, it won't be an active siruf, or it never reached the temperature which would allow it to reach siruf right now. So those are cases of suffix. and we're applying the rule of Darshan Miskaven is mutter. Because the one act is the act of pouring the water. It's not then something else will happen. That is an action of tziruv. That's how you do tziruv. You pour cold water on this very hot metal. Right? The gam b'davar shatali b'sofik d'shalo over gam can remain a davar shem miskaven mutter k'divrei hatatz. Okay. Fine. Now, there are some Rechayim who say that even if this is true, could be this is only right to Shabbos. To be Shabbos, because of the requirement of Malachas Mach Shabbos, Darshan Miskaven is a rule in Kol Tarkul. But in Shabbos, you have the added argument of Malachas Mach Shabbos. So that's clear that over here there's no Malachas Mach Shabbos. He has no intent for that. That's not his Maisa. And like I told you from the Rosh says that by Shabbos, even in case of Sikreish is under Rabbanan.
So, it's a though, no?
What?
It's a dasyach at that rush, right?
Right, I'm saying, but in a case where it's not a psikresha, right. So then you could argue that Rav Shimon Dovr Shem Miskaven by Shabbos, Samak Lashavar is also acceptable. Okay? He said two possibilities. First of all, maybe he already had tzir, maybe it didn't get too hot enough. Well, I think Kana might check the Gemara and the Rosh Hashanah. He said, "I failed Rosh Hashanah. What are you Rosh Hashanah for?" I feel Rosh Yehudah. I mean, but Colonel the Sirlei, he's saying either he's looking at either one of those as a valid argument on its own. The more the Zelenich is called Sfeik Sfeik, and become welcome Mutter the Bezek Shem Miskaven, and Kerchik the Riatazan now. So the Mishabura holds he has a right to him. At the end of the day, halakha l'maisa rely on it in conjunction with the fact that it's a drabana. Okay. Fine. In the case was a drabana. Over here, it's Edmund Benonitzin. In the case of it's Seder the Raisa, he did not want to be relying on the Taz. Okay, that's what we've been discussing this whole time. I can't get back involved in that. That's a waiter. Sift Dalit. Person Marcel is the Gabi Kaveris. So we have the beehive, and it's raining, and you're afraid that it will damage the contents of the beehive and the bees, etc. So you want to put something over the beehive to prevent the rain from getting in, or it's too hot, and you want to protect it from the sun. Okay? That's the beehive. So you ought to cover it over. But you can't do it with your goal being to trap the bees. And also can't be psikresha that they're going to be nitzud. Can't do the heavy psikresha. So you have to do it in such a way that there's a little bit of an opening left that they could escape. Person Marcellus Yudzayan. The more gives to those two examples, either because of the sun or because of the rain. They can get out at least in some way they can possibly get out. So that's enough to take away psikration. There's a hole which is not being covered, which they can escape through that. It's not obvious to the bees. Now, Mishabura is now ending the thought of the case of the Sif. He's discussing a new halacha. Person sets a trap. And as he's setting the trap, like right after he sets the trap, an animal goes in there. So, Chayiv Chatas. It only came later on. Potter v'lasu. So you come later on, it's not really his maisa. He's like a gromo, something of that sort. But if it happens right immediately as he's doing it, even though he's not doing it, the trap is doing it. That's called him using the trap to capture the animal. He's setting the trap, and as soon as he sets the trap, the animal goes in.
Well, he's setting the trap on Shabbos, or he's setting the trap before Shabbos?
No, on Shabbos, not on Shabbos.
Okay.
So we're saying that it's Chayav Katas. So that even though he didn't do it, that the trap did it, he didn't do it. That's called him using the trap to capture, and that's also called his Maisa Nefri's Chayav. Okay.
But if he would have set the trap before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos is Mutter.
Okay. That's what I thought.
But if he sets the trap on Shabbos and only it only that goes in afterwards, it's also mirabana. So you can't set your trap to capture the mice on Shabbos. So what about the following shiloh? The trap is already set. You want to put the baits in the trap on Shabbos. So Rabbi Central says that's also usur. That's all part of this. You are basically setting it up to trap on Shabbos by adding the bait to it.
Wouldn't that be almost like a makapatish of setting the trap, so to speak?
Yeah, but it'd be hard to call makapatish on the trap. It's a Jewish thought that it depends on what's set up. Yes. Okay. Fine.
In the case with the dogs, where I went hunting with my dogs, there I was chayev.
Shabbos said you're chayev.
So that's like setting a trap at the moment. I'm talking about something else.
Correct. Correct. That's the same idea.
Setting a trap. If it immediately you're chayev. Otherwise, it's going to
Right. I mean, all this is a kiddush, really, because the kiddush over here is not really your maisa. You're mechayev. As if you did it. Tzvi shnichel is a sukkah bias. So the tzvi went in on its own. Okay. And the v'nol echad b'fanav, one person went and he shut the door.
Sifhei.
So chayev. So he did seida. He shut the door. That's called seida. Nol u'shnayim. Two people shut the door together, so that's the din of shnayim shosu. Two people do a malacha. Malacha is p'turim. It's not chayim, but it's osur. If, however, the door is so heavy or whatever it is, that therefore it's called the only way you can set it is by the only way you can shut it is by having two people do the shutting. So then both did it. Then that situation, chayavim, that each was considered as if they did the whole malacha and their chayiv. Now, if you pass the kvar magufov, mutar l'nol b'memanol. However, if the door is already shut, you just want to lock it, that it shouldn't potentially come open, that's not usur. Okay? Fine. So the Mishabura Yutash, Shirik is a bias. May love it. Went down in on its own. Mikoshkin made these are the bias, or if he was the one who prodded it inside, and then Vanova Fanov, and then he shut the door, either way he's Kaiv. So one person was Noirly's Kaiv, two people were Noirly's Pot. How does Sosim Adelis? He shut the door. Feel the money, even if he didn't lock it. Kim and Shana three. As long as it's in such a way that the animal no longer can get out, and so that's called seida. Fine. So if two people did it together, so we have the drush of Chazal that it's only one person does the action. We have more as he did it. The government the Shin and Basis saw doing it, or he says Kulo Abulai says Miksal. So the person has to do the whole thing. He only did part of it, because somebody else did the other half, the other part of it, your potter. Can keep it shakolecha bifling out so yokal lanovoy, hare kolecha and oisa elamiksosa. Let's say, however, it's a type of a door which requires two people to shut. And echad yokal linoil, and two people did it, they're chayiv. So Rashi says the Sora, even though each person only did it together with the judgment of somebody else, So the it comes out the result requires each person's input. So each person is credited with the result. If one person really has the ability to do it himself, but the other person doesn't, and they did it together, then we say, so the second person's input is irrelevant because he doesn't need it. So the person who has the input, the extra input is Potter, and the person who has the ability to do it on his own is Chai.
What input? Action input?
Yeah. Now, when we say over here that a person is able to do it himself, I mean, let's say, I don't know, the amount of force that you need to shut the door is 100 measures of force. You know, we call it work. You know, joules. Okay, right. So. And this person, he's a powerhouse of a man. He could put 1,000, but he only used a force of 80. So in that action, he couldn't do it himself. It's not mean, we don't say theoretically he couldn't do it himself. It means in this action itself, he already put the 100 joules of force to shut the door. Another fellow was contributing another 20. So he said, "Like, well, we don't need you. It's irrelevant that you're here because there's enough force to shut the door by himself." But the echad yachol doesn't mean echad yachol theoretically. It means in this action that he actually did, he did it in such a way that he was able to do it himself. All right, that's just important to point out. So the Bir Lach over here in Ein Echad points it out. So if, even though I theoretically have other, the ability, but I didn't do it like that.
I thought I remember a friend whose wife was a doctor, and they were told that when they get a phone call that they have to answer, they should both pick up the receiver to make a Shnaim Shasa'ur. I think that was the Svara. Does that make any sense? Or based on what we're saying now, it doesn't seem to make sense, right? Because each one's.
The only argument you could argue over there, maybe there's a little swerve. There's a sefer Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos says in those type of scenarios it becomes a shinui, and it's like
each one's doing a normal thing.
In other words, these are actions which are so easy to do by yourself, mm-hmm. if two people do it together, it becomes a shinui. Mm-hmm. That's what he argues.
I understand. This is saying that even though the person has the ability to do it himself, if he's not applying that kind of koach, then he's, and somebody else that does it, then they're pater.
So where are you looking at?
In the Bir Halacha.
No, you're saying chayiv.
Eino yachol.
The chayiv.
Oh, I see.
That's called zeno yachol. Zeno yachol. And the action that he did, both are called eino yachol. Even though this person is really a yachol, as they say in Yiddish, he's able to do it, but he's not able. The way he did it, he wasn't able to do it.
It doesn't matter.
We're not talking about theoretically what he could have done otherwise. We're saying what he did do was an action which required other input. So each one's input is now significant, and therefore both are chayiv.
Okay, I was.
Now the lashon over here, Maseyan B'mamish. Is going to be a discussion later on. Does it mean that it's that the second person, the Messiah, is mutter, or that it's aser? Kolosh and Messiah and Ramam sounds like it's nothing. So the Mishabur says that Beneshan Yochel Potter will aser. That we'll see later on. There is one place where actually there's. This is Machloikis Achronim, where the same Ramam is. That it's mamash nothing, and it's even mutter. It's not even usher. Now let's say the door was already shut. Megufov, pirish sasim, b'bavin shena tziyachal ibrach. It was shut in such a way that the animal cannot get out. The only issue is I want to lock the door, can mutter lino, I can lock the door, the manul rak shmira, who will it say? It's not called seder. It's already, the animal's already captured. This is, I want to put a shmira that I shouldn't lose my item. Tranitza rhyme. Okay, can I get three kosher bebayas, mutter lahagim, says, if the animal is tied up, I can shut the door. And even later on, the animal gets loose from the rope that it's tied with. But my action was an action which I did beheter. Okay. So this halacha, if he shuts the door, he's chayiv. She says, okay. So see the two of the halachas are available. So he says over here, it's he didn't. It's chayiv only because he knew that the animal was there. If he didn't realize, he shut the door just to shut his. Then he turns around and says, "Oh my, there's a tzvi here. Great!" So I did a malacha. I can't benefit from a malacha. I have to open the door, let the animal out. Could can't benefit from the. So no, it wasn't a ma'aseh malacha, because shutting a door, like we discussed before, is not by definition an act of tzeda unless the person is defining it as an act of tzeda through his intent. So it's not that he did an aver b'shoigeg, which you can't benefit from a shoigeg either. Filim is kamen achakach shalom yitayach adelus aner b'shumat zvi. Gam kenem iser b'dover. Okay. Now, in the previous realach, at the top line, he says, yesh yizor ma'oid im kana oif kana mashabas adayim lahurgul ha'oif b'ayis. You have the oif eventually get used to the house, and it's not going to fly away. But you just bought it. Ve'er shenichlis v'shabas asecha klub shaloi. So, and then it flew into its cage. You say, great, so let's shut the door. You can't shut the door because that's what I'm saying. Because in the house, Shalisim is a delis aklu, but was that next one said a gemura. So, I don't know what the mitzvah is, but you know, you probably could play out some other scenarios over here. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll hold the mitzvah.